how he came from an Arab, from a Goyim. So Rashi says, the tie here is, whole Chedrach, if he used to travel, Noisa Moise Molyan used to travel to store wine in it, to take a far trip. And therefore Rashi says, it's called Kemachnisa Lekiyam, because he used to store it there more than 3 days. So therefore the locker is, Bosa Treisa Yachi Shosa Shari. Again, that's Rashi says, here you have to wait 12 months. Not enough just to wash it out, because here it's Osuya Lekiyam. Anytime they have this flask, that they would store the wine there more than 3 days, that's called the Kiyam, therefore you have to wait Yud Beis Chodesh. Or else, Rashi said before, it would be sufficient to fill it up for 3 days with water, emptying it out after every 24 hours. Here, Shasta Shari. Omar Rav Acha Breid Ravika, Hani Purtsini Diyarmoi, Rashi says, Purtsini's Pseila Shalanovim. The extracts from the wine after they made the grapes after they made their wine, also type of sediments, the psyllus of the grapes that they used to make wine with, the same halacha. Bosa treisa yachi shasi shari. After 12 months, they dried up so much they have no more time at all from the yain. Nesek becomes mutter. Omer Rav Acha b'rei d'rova hani gulfi. These type of kelim, also barrels of wine. Shchimi v'yuchmi, if it's red or black, so again, these earthly kalim, that it does absorb some type of wine inside it. Therefore, again, bosa treisa yachi shasi shari. That's the klal. Even an earthly kli, even though usually there's no way to make a kosher, but here by yayin, let it stay for 12 months, since it only came in through tzoyne and cold, it becomes shari. Then the Mishnah says, v'hamurais. It's also a marais. That's the brine, the oil that comes out of fish. Tana Rabban, the Rabban went like this. Marais umin, if you buy it from a professional store, or marais umin, a chef, then mutter, then a Jew is allowed to buy it. Rashi says, marais umin shalotik chavim, umin mutter marais. Why? Because umin mutter. Marais like avdei midogim tumeim. First of all, they do not make it from fish that's tumeim. Because it doesn't come out so good. Well, Mishayon's question is, Mishum Chamra Kasrimalei. The reason why regular Marais you cannot buy from the guy, because sometimes they pour wine inside it. Now, the Umman, a professional, Lerome Bechamra, can afford that we'll soon see. So therefore, since it has a lot of oil inside it the first 2 times, wine will only ruin it. Therefore, an Umman would not pour wine into it, so it's mutter to buy this brine of fish from an Umman. Reb Yehuda bar Gamliel Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Chanina. It's like this. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Af chilek umen mutter. Even chilek, right? We'll see in the next Mishnah, it's also to buy from a goy. Rashi says that min dogim terms, a type of small fish like sardines, that when they're young, they don't have any simonim. They don't have skins and fins and scales. But lemaitza, when they grow older, it grows onto them. Therefore, they're kosher. But right now, when they're young, that's when they catch them, you can't tell the difference between them and other fish. So you can't buy this chilek from a guy. You have to be afraid he's going to mix it up with other tamei and dicker fish. But if you buy from an umin, a professional one, Rashi says, then matbit, to only to use chilek, to use no other fish, and if any other fish comes up with them, they'll throw them away, because they're an umin, they're professional, they only sell this type, they're a boki v'davar, therefore it's mutter. This is part of the big head about tuna fish also today. Because there are some people said that by tuna fish, you have to have a mashkiach to midi there, principally the whole term, to make sure that other fish do not come up and use it together. And the head to why they said no like that is because the government is very makpid that if you're selling tuna, they come down and they check you out to make sure it's only tuna, no other fish. So the government law there cannot be any other fish there, and they're afraid about that. So the companies are very makpid, they know clearly the difference. And therefore, if you have just the mashkiach there once, and the OU, so they know this place is only a place that only takes in tuna and nothing else, so it's like an umein baki here. Like they know the laws, they know clear the difference, and they have a mirsas not to use any other fish, that would be all right.
About bishlakim?
That's another question about bishlakim by tuna fish. One heter is on cans, baklava, Moshe has this famous heter, that the way they cook up cans is they put them into a big vat and they steam it. Now that you cannot do in a private house. This exeris bishlakim was, do not come to eat by the goyim. We don't want to eat their food. So there has to be a type of a cooking that could be done in a private house. But this type of a cooking in the cans that you don't do in a private house wasn't a cloud exeris. Alright, there are some people that are machmer on it. But and can do to that's what Moshe said. Right. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, loy mishumer bechanina ben Gamliel. Ya'at chilek umein mutter. If you buy this fish chilek of a professional guy, that's also mutter. We do not have to be afraid that he's going to mix up, let the other fish mix in, because he's makbir, he's an umen, he knows clearly he's makbir only to use this fish. Weiter. Toni Yavimi Breder Abahua. Murayas Umin Mut. Remember for us, if you want to buy this Murayas, this groin from the fish, even though from a regular guy we're afraid he'll add in some Yai Nesach, but if you buy it from an Umin, from a professional chef, then it's alright. So he learned like this. Hu Toni Lavu Omale. He learned it, but he also explained it like this. Pam Rishan Visheni Mutter. If it's the first two times they're squeezing out the oil from this fish, then a lot of oil comes out. And then it's harmful to put wine. Therefore, it's mutter to buy it off the guy, off the chef. But shlishi, if it's already the third time that they're squeezing out the oil from this fish, the brine, then not that much oil comes out. And then it'll be good to have wine inside it. Then also, therefore it's also. My time, what's the reason? Pam rishon v'sheni d'nafish from nayu. The first two times you squeeze out the brine from fish, a lot of oil comes out. And therefore, let's start with Mimabu Chamra. You do not have to put wine in. Rashi says even more than that. Rashi says it's makalkal. It ruins the brine if you add wine in it. Therefore, by an umen, that he's a professional, he knows how to make good things, he will not ruin it by putting wine in it. But Mikan Vielach, after the first two times, then not that much oil comes out. Therefore, it needs some wine. Then we have to be afraid, even an umen, Rami Buchamra, he would add some wine inside it. So that's why even from an umen then, you cannot buy this fish brine if it's the third time it's being squeezed out from the fish. Ha'u arvo, there was a whole shipload, tumaraisa, of this brine, fish brine, the also lemanila diakal, came into the port of Akal. So what happened was, ois, and it was a Gaisha shipload. So oisiv Rabbi Abba de min Akal niturabado. Right away Rabbi Abba sent on a mashkiach. He sent on a mashkiach there from now on to watch this brine, to make sure they do not add any Yai Nesach into it. And therefore, the Tami gave his Hechsha, said it was okay. So they asked him, Omele Rav, Rabbi Yazdak, what kind of business is this? Ah, the Idna Haman Natrei, what help you to now? Yeah. The fish are traveling 55 days on the ocean. who watched it the last 55 days? Exactly. What does it help you do it today? Omele, he said back to him, Ah, the Idna Lamai Nechesh, what should I be afraid about? What's there to be afraid about? Imishum de Maravi Bacharma, they'll add wine into it. Kista de Maraisa Beluma, one, whatever this jug, glass full of Marais cost a luma, it's cheap. Kista de Chamra Badala Lumi, and the same type of a jar of wine costs $4. In other words, wine is much more expensive. So there's no reason why a guy would add some wine into the brine. You're wasting your money. It's more expensive, the wine. So there's no reason why he would do it. Therefore, so far, I'm not afraid anybody would do it. So Mashenken, here Rashi says, in this place, Aku, here it's the opposite. Over here, wine is very cheap. So here by Aku, here I have to be afraid, maybe now they'll add some wine inside it. So therefore, now I put a mashkiach to make sure nobody will add wine now. They still ask the question, Omer Rabbi Yumi L'Rab Zera, Dilma Aydi de Tsurasi, maybe this ship traveled through the city of Tsur, to Shav Yechamra, that over there wine is very cheap over there. And there, since wine is cheap, maybe in that place they added some wine into this brine. Malay said, no, Hossam, by the city of Tsur, the ships do not go there. Hossam ikulai upshureika. There are a lot of, stones and pieces of wood by their ports. Kids, the ships do not like to travel near this place. So unless you know for sure it went there, we could say most probably it did not go through the place of Tsur. Therefore, we do not have to be afraid any wine was added into the Marais so far. But just here, he put a mashkiach because here wine is cheaper. Now, Mishnah says, Ugvinas Beisunaiki. The cheese that comes from this place, Beisunaiki, the Gaisha cheese there, our Mishnah says, it's also a bachila, it's also Titus cheese. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. What's the reason? Why is this cheese also to eat. So he answered back, Mifnei Shiroiv Agolim, Shiloi Seir, most of the Golem, most of the calves of this city, Unaiki, Nishchotim Leavoides Kachovim. The Shchita was done, Lashem Avoides Zara. So therefore, anything inside the Egel is also Bano. So that they're going to use the cave, they're going to use the rennet from this ego, and therefore it's also Asabano. So therefore the cheese should also become Asabano. That's going to be the question. Why does the Mishnah say it's only Asabachino, not Bano? If it's because of an Avodah Zarah, it should even be Asabano. So Gemara asks, first of all, Ma'ir, what do you have to tell me? Raiva Golem, because most of the calves there were Shekel Shem Avodah Zarah, Afilum Yutanam, even if only a part of them. A small amount was Nishchat Hashem Avodah Zarah. Why? Because our Mishnah, who said this over? Rabbi Meir said this halach in the Mishnah. We know Rabbi Meir Shitru, the Rabbi Meir, Chayish Lamuta. Rabbi Meir always says the Churman of this city, right? So you cannot be Sonich on a Roiv, but you have to be Chayish for the Miyat. So if they're just the Miyat of a Golem of Kes, that the Shchita was Hashem Avodah Zarah, so all the cheese in that place should be awesome. You have to be afraid maybe the Renit came from those Agolim. Must like this. No. If you're going to tell me Roiv, that Roiv Agolim, then it's good. Why? Because first of all, Ikim Miyuta. Must like this. Cheshem Yuta. Him and Roiv Ikim Yuta. Here, right? See? Here. Now, the answer is, here, if you tell me Roiv, then true. Then there's a meat, we'll soon see why, and therefore it's Cheshinim. Ela, but a Yarmut Miyuta, if you can tell me there's only a meat of Agolim, then it's like this. First of all, he's telling me the majority of the Agolim are not Nishchat, the Shem of Avodah Zarah. Okay, there's only one Miyat. Secondly, like who said the Renneth now from this cheese came from an eagle, came from a calf, maybe came from other animals. And the other animals, they're not Nishchat, the Shem of Avodah Zarah. If so, it would only be a Miyat Agolim, then Hevele Miyuta Demiuta, the minority of a minority. Or Miyuta Demiuta Lechash Remeya. For this Remeya is not afraid of. He's only afraid of one Miyut, but not two Miyuta. So if we have to tell me that Rov Agolim are Nishchat Hashem Avodah Zarah, now it comes out it's only a Miyut for this one Miyut he's afraid of. Because there are still some Agolim not, and there are Rov other animals that are also not. So it comes out there's only one Miyut for one meat he's afraid about. That's the reason why in this city, Unaiki, the cheese is also, because most of the calves are Nishka, the Shem of Avodah Zarah, so he has to be afraid the Renatir came from an animal of Avodah Zarah. Right. So, Omalei Reb Shimon ben Alikim, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Reb Shimon ben Alikim asked Reb Lakish, Ki Nishchotim Le'avodah Zarah, even if they made the Shechita, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, my heavy, so what? What does the half meaning here was that they made the shchita the Shema Avodah Zarah, but only Amanas to make the either Aktori, the Tabernet for the Avodah Zarah, or else to make the Zrika Zam. But not that the half meaning was the shchita itself was not for the Shema Avodah Zarah. If the Shah shchita they had in mind later to burn it the Shema Avodah Zarah. So yes, if so, Kinishchot, even though the shchita now, they thought about Avodah Zarah, my heavy, so what? You Resh Lakish, you hold its muta. The Yitzhak learned like this, that by Kodshim Tak it's Asta. The Yitzhak learned, HaShoich et Esa Behema, if a Koyim makes a Shechita on a regular animal, Liz Roig Dom Lavaz Chovim, Olav Dafkan, anybody Shech, makes a Shechita on an animal, with his intentions are, that the Zerika ladies will take the blood, and sprinkle it for Avodah Zarah, or else Lahastir Chelbo Lavaz Chovim, the Shah Shchita now, he just thinks, he has in mind to make the burning of the fat later for the Avodah Zarah. Because now the Shah Shchita is not thinking that the Shchita should be done L'Shem Avodah Zarah. He's only thinking now that what I do later should be done for Avodah Zarah. That's a machlokes. Reb Yechon Nama Asura. Right now this animal becomes a Takrubas Avodah Zarah, and it's also Bano, even if you do not burn it later L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Kisavar, Reb Yechon learns, Mechashved mi avoida li avoida. Your machshava that you're thinking right now, v'shash chita, you're doing one avoida. You're shechting the animal. That's an avoida. And you're thinking right now that you want to do a second avoida, l'shem avoida zara, So tzitzit like it's being done right now. It's like you have a machshava for avodah zarah right now, and therefore the animal becomes also. Why? V'yafuna chutz mipnim. We learn out hilchas avodah zarah from hilchas kabbonis. Just like in pnim, in the Beis Hamikdash itself, there is such a halacha like this. That's the halacha of pigul. Pigul means that the shash yemei teshchita, the kohen has the wrong thought that later when I sprinkle the dam or when I burn the fat, I'm going to do it the wrong time or the wrong place, and there's just a pigul. See, even though you're not doing it right now, your machshava now for another avodah helps as if you're machashav right now. So Yechon says, I learn out chutz from pnim. But roshim malakas shama no muteris by chutz ba'avoda zara, we do not say mechashvin me'avoda le'avoda, and we do not learn out chutz from pnim. So why here are these calves also? Some lay says that question. Tarmincha shoscha, I'll answer you. Rashi's yorim azlecha means your mazel should be lifted up, and the yorim means it's like this. We're talking about here the gmar zvichu avoda that he has intentions right now b'shas shchita. Does not, he's thinking right now this shchita should be done l'shem avodah zarah. Rashi says shechoshav al shchita atzmo. He's thinking now by these agolim b'shas they made the shchita itself should be done l'avodah chovim. The yom ablib it says in his heart the zvicha zu avoda with this zvicha with this shchita I want to worship the avodah zarah. Overhol madim to hear everybody hold it also. Why the zvicha heavy avoda? Because a shchita, that is considered an avodah. You're worshipping, you're being makrifit now for the avodah zarah chashuva kazrika. Shchita is like kazrika. Yeah. Right. That's the answer. Shchita, that's the reason why this cheese is also, because rove of the agolim in this place, when they made the shchita was done right now, the shchita was done the shem avodah zarah. That's why it's also. Omer Rav Yehuda, Shor Rav Yishmael, Omer Rav Achtavo Omer Rav Hamakadesh Peperish Shor Nisko. Somebody wants to Makadesh his wife, I don't know why she'll accept it, but he takes out the peri, takes out the junk from a Shor Nisko. He has a Shor Nisko which is also Bahano, right? She could use it. You can make candle we had before, you can do things. You can make manure from it, yeah. Good. So he wanted to Makadesh your wife with the manure from a Shor Nisko. Halach with Makadesh, yes, it's okay. It's okay, because it's not also Bahano, like we just said. Only the shore itself is also banor, not the perish, not the junk inside. But the perish egla was chovim, you want to makadosh your wife with the manure from an eagle which was shech the shem of our desara, then egla makadoshes. Then it's also banor, the kedushin is not chal. What's the difference? If boy is saying misvor, if boy is saying mikro. If boy is saying, if you want, I'll tell you a svor reason. Garbi egla was chovim, nichle beneficha. When the guy makes the shchita, or whoever does it, the shchita, the shem of our desara, he wants to be over the avodah zarah with the whole animal, with the fat inside it. Because the fatter the animal is, the nicer it looks. Yeah. So he has intentions, every drop of juice of junk that's inside there, the manure inside there, also he wants to be over the avodah zarah. Mm-hmm. Therefore, even the perish, even the keva, the stomach, the juice inside the stomach, also becomes also banor. Avo gabi sharanisko, when the terrorist says the sharanisko surely kills somebody, has a psak din, it's also banor. Nobody cares about the junk, the fat inside it. Therefore, the Torah only put the Yisrael law upon the meat, what's usable. But the excrement there, that nobody cares about, the Yisrael law is not chal upon the neficha, upon the fat, the rennet. Therefore, the rennet of a sam keva from a nevela would also be mutter to use. He buys them, if you want to tell you, Kroh, the Pasuk says, if it says, Hocho, lo yidbak biyot chumuma. From avodah zarah, you can't take anything. Do not take moon anything. Mashm, anything that comes from avodah zarah is also banor. But over here, k'siv hosom, soku yisoka hashor, ulo yoich les besaroi. Do not eat the meat. So besaroi also, only the meat is also. For pierce of the junk of the treatment, that's muteris. And Amar Rav, Rav is back to Havarat, and we learned the right to both of these statements you just said. It says now Mishnah, midkom malay mefneshe, midem bekevas nevela. First, in the Mishnah, we wanted in the Mar before we answered. The Mishnah says, he asked them, why is it she's also? He said, because they used the rennet from a nevela. From a kahadle, and he said back to him, no, there's no ister using the rennet from a nevela. But like cave as oila, even the cave of the stomach from a carbon oila, chamura me cave of the nevela, the bigger ister upon a carbon oila than a regular nevela. An oila is also banor. Still, mechladi suri and no shari kashayu. still the locker is the